All right, we've got Simon on the line. Simon, young people, they're just all a bit lazy, aren't they?
What are you saying?
Welcome to McDonald's.
Can I get 6 minutes, please?
Of course. Some say young people are work-shy. But at McDonald's, we hired 47,000 of them last year.
Thank you very much. How's your night?
Like George here, who keeps things running during a Friday rush. Resilience. Making it happen at McDonald's.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Tuesday, April 14th. I'm Danny Lewis for The Wall Street Journal. Amazon is acquiring the biggest rival to Elon Musk's Starlink. The e-commerce giant plans to buy satellite operator Globalstar for $10.8 billion. The deal includes the company's existing satellite operations, infrastructure, and assets, such as mobile satellite services spectrum licenses. It's expected to close in 2027. Amazon's own Leo satellite service plans to deploy its own direct-to-device service in 2028. The suspect in a Molotov cocktail-type attack at OpenAI CEO Sam Altman's home last week has been charged with attempted murder and arson. According to a federal criminal complaint filed in California's Northern District, 20-year-old Texas resident Daniel Moreno Gama was carrying an anti-AI document that included the names and addresses of apparent board members, chief executives, and investors of artificial intelligence companies. Authorities said Moreno Gama was being held in a county jail. It couldn't be determined if he had a lawyer. And U.S. utilities are planning to spend $1.4 trillion over the next 5 years to power the AI boom. According to a new report by consumer education group Powerlines, the capital spending plans for 51 investor-owned utilities are up more than 20% from a year ago. The record levels of capital investments are being driven by fresh demand on an aging electricity system that already needed upgrades. Unlike any prior customer, new AI data centers can consume the same amount of electricity as an entire city, with high demand around the clock. Although many of the plans still require approval from state utility regulators, they could trigger additional requests for rate increases for consumers in order to pay for the upgrades. Electricity cost increases are outpacing many other types of inflation, up 4.6% in March from the year before, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics. And that's your TNB Tech Minute. We'll be back this afternoon with more.